Nobi Prince is a journalist and senior fellow of the public policy group Demos and the author of the books Other People's Money, The Corporate Mugging of America, and Jacked, How Conservatives Are Picking Your Pocket. She previously worked at Bear Stearns and Goldman Sachs. In an interview that will be aired in its entirety tomorrow morning on WMNF, Prince spoke with Women's Show co-host Mary Glennie about the current financial crisis. She says some of the same issues rocking the country were discovered back during the Enron debacle in 2001.
The SEC in Washington completely ignored the fact that there were these bizarre statements on Enron's balance sheets and didn't even bother to look at them, or were avoiding it or just ignoring it. And it wasn't just Enron. It was a slew of energy companies. On the telecom side, it was WorldCom, it was Global Crossing, and a bunch of companies on that side, and they were all having these earnings that really were questionable based on evaluating assets that they had, that the evaluation was questionable. And it's the exact same thing with CDOs, but instead of power plants, you're talking about subprime mortgages. And so to a large extent, you are impacting more of the general market, not merely the people who have subprime mortgages, but even the ones who have prime mortgages, because a lot of these CDOs were mixed bags. There was a lot of stuff in each of them that was hard to, and is still hard to, examine. And if you really want to take a look at how to fix the system, you have to actually examine what's going on with the securities in it. You don't just create a larger oversight role because they failed, the Fed, in the oversight role they already have.
Nomi Prinz, how do you suggest, you know, other than reading you, because I have gone and read a lot of the articles you've written on Mother Jones and also the Women's WIP, Women's International Press, Slate, etc. How do people get informed? Because to me, this is a can of worms that, you know, addresses questions that maybe even more should have been asked at the Depression. And now I don't think we have a lick of choice. We've got to ask these questions and really establish how we want an economy and for whom this economy is going to be running in this country. So where do people really start?
Well, I mean, I think people really do start by feeling that they can ask questions of even their individual banks and their lenders. This is a period right now where lenders, no matter what they're saying and how difficult it is to get in touch with them, are really on the hook, and people should be asking them these hard questions after getting educated. You know, there is a lot of good stuff on the web, and it's important, I think, to read through it, but also they have a little bit more power than I think the media might give them in terms of renegotiating a lot of the situations that they're in. And I think that would be, from a personal perspective, the first thing I would suggest doing. Well, the second thing, after just, you know, reading up on whatever might impact their own individual situation.
And do we need to look at the role and the Fed? Do we really need to look at that and decide, is this really serving what it was intended to do?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think with the, you know, as we've discussed a little bit, the role of the Fed, which the Treasury wants to increase, has gone so far past protecting the stability of our markets for consumers that I really do think we need to take a better look at what its activities are and who it's really protecting, which are the banks. I mean, that is its job, but perhaps we need an institution with some power, or an agency with more power, to not just look at things and cosmetically oversee things, but to actually enforce a more rigorous, kind of less risky structure.